Exxon. At this time, we'll take testimony on House Bill 1091. Representative Brown, you look very familiar.
Thank you, Mr. Assistant Chairman, or whatever your designation is.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Jarvis Brown. I have a little familiarity with this committee, and I am promoting the House Bill 1091. Primarily, what this bill is trying to do, we're having problems with judges having a little bit of misunderstanding in the regard to the ingestion, inhaling, or otherwise taking fluids into the bodies. Some of them are saying that unless you can prove where that was taken into the body, then the case is false because they cannot prove where this is taking place. The only thing this will do will allow the arresting officer to bring the charge where the substance is ingested or hailed or otherwise taken into the body, or in the area where the substance was detected in the body. In other words, if you go across the county line and are arrested and detected for the substance in your body, you can be arrested in the venue will be in that county. Any questions?
Representative Gillespie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Chairman, do you think, in order to reflect better your intentions, if I may direct your attention to line 9, rather than the language both, don't you think it would be more appropriate that the language would read the venue for a violation of this section exists in either?
Either. Have no objection to that.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir. To follow through, though, it was a very good point that Representative Gillespie brought in. Therefore, would you want alternative jurisdiction or would you want concurrent jurisdiction so that in line 10 it would be or?
Either place is what we're looking for.
So it's not, you're not looking for concurrent, you're looking for?
Correct.
Okay.
What we're looking for is that they can't dismiss the case because you can't prove where the substance was ingested in the body.
Thank you. Any further questions of the sponsor?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further proponents for House Bill 1091? Further proponents? Hearing none, we'll ask for any opponents to House Bill 1091. For any opponents? Hearing none, this hearing will close to testimony for committee action and discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Gillespie.
I'd like to make a motion to amend on line 9, eliminate both and replace the word with either, and on line 10, eliminate and replace it with or.
Is there a second?
Sir.
Everyone understand the amendment? Discussion on the amendment? Hearing none, all those in favor of the Gillespie motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Too fast with the gavel. I'm supposed to do that afterwards. Further action. Representative Hennies.
I move due pass on House Bill 1091.
Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Madsen. Motion by Representative Hennies, due pass as amended on House Bill 1091. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Bartling?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Madsen?
Aye.
McCauley?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Noctegal? Siebert?
Aye.
Valandra? Michaels?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
To pass motion carries on a vote of 12-0. That was motion by Representative Jensen, seconded by Representative Monroe for consent. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Obviously, for the benefit of the committee, This is Representative Brown's bill as sponsor, so therefore it's assigned to him and caucus and on the floor.